cats, I seen the cops out on the street. I watched them throwing rocks and stuff and choking in the heat. Listen to reports about the cocaine passing round. Stains of smoking fire and the market burning down. Watch while everybody on the street would take a turn to stomp and smash and bash and crash and slash and bust and burn. And I'm watching and I'm waiting and I'm hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Until my head began to hurt just from checking out the way the newsmen say they get the dirt before the guys on channel so-and-so, and further they assert that if shows they'll interrupt to bring the news if it comes up. They say that if the place blows up, well, they'll be the first to tell, because the boys that got downtown are working hard and doing swell. And if anybody gets the news before it hits the street, they say no one grabs it faster. And if another woman driver gets machine gun from a seat, they'll send some joker with a Sony and you'll see it all complete. So I'm watching and I'm waiting and I'm hoping for the best. Even think I'm really praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day.
It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org.
You're listening to the Viva La Mock radio program exclusively here on 883 FM WRCC Pittsburgh.
She's the woman that loves me so, saying, "Be Buffalo, she's." She's the one that yells a mom, mom, saying, Be-bop-a-doodle, she's my baby. Be-bop-a-doodle, I don't mean baby. Be-bop-a-doodle, she's my baby, oh, my baby, oh, my baby, oh. How now? Oh, get on it now. Love is sure. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails and I twiddle my thumbs. I sure am nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. Drive me crazy. Goodness gracious. Great balls of fire. Fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails and I twiddle my thumb. I sure am nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
You are listening to WRCT's Friday Extravaganza, Viva Le Mac. What the time is exactly? 66 minutes past 42 o'clock MST, Mach Standard Time. That chime reminds me that I should invite you to listen to the most eclectic folk radio show in Pittsburgh, WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. I'm your host, Mando Richard, and I play everything from Merle Haggard to Michael Doucette to the Mavericks to Maurice Chevalier. Tune in to Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and streaming from WRCT.org. And now, back to your regularly scheduled Mockcast.
Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sigh tells me that I adore you.
See the girl with the diamond ring? She knows how to shake that thing. All right, now, now. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Tell your mama, tell your pa, I'm gonna send you back to Arkansas. Oh, yes, ma'am. You don't do right. Don't do right. Oh, play it, boy. When you see me in misery, come on, baby, see about me now, yeah. Hey, hey, all right. See the girl with the red dress on, she can do the burlet all night long, yeah, yeah. What I say?
Charles, yeah, Ray Charles wrapping up that set of music. Put a little groove into your step with What I'd Say. Before that, how about the Tornadoes doing the Joe Meek penned Telstar? Also threw some Chris Isaak in there. Went back to the Beyond the Sun album from Mr. Isaak and his version of Great Balls of Fire. And speaking of versions, the original version of Bebopalula, Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps started off that entire set. Gets us where we are now. About 15 minutes past the hour. 14 and a half if you're trying to be more accurate. But I'll just round it up to 15 minutes past the hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called the Viva Lamach. Comes to you at this time each and every week. Thank you so much for finding it on your radio dial or maybe tuning it in at WRCT.org. Yeah, you can find it on the interwebs as well. trying to figure out the best way to segue this next set of music and just kind of explain to you what was in my brain when I was putting it together. It's going to be kind of a bookend thing. And I'll give you more reason of why I've decided to play it after the set of music. But one is, we know that the Stones were recently in town, so there's a Stones song in this set of music. But that Stones song, or I should say there's a Stones version of a song. It's the Stones covering another band's song. But I believe the Stones version inspired other original songs, as well as the original did. So Moxter, what are you talking? So I'm gonna bookend this set of music with the original. Couple influence songs. Just, you got to listen to where the Moxter's going with this, and then we're gonna wrap up with the Stones cover of the original. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. It's a 1962 hit penned by Marvin Gaye called Hitchhike.
I'm going to Chicago. That's the last place my baby stays. You do. You see her walking on down the street.
Heavenly way to die.
from their 1965 album Out of Our Heads. That's the Stones, the Rolling Stones, doing Marvin Gaye's 1962 hit Hitchhike here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Now, before that set of music started, I warned you that it was thematically planned, as most of my sets are, as you just don't realize it. But so this one, I want to kind of break down the how it works. So the Rolling Stones doing their cover of Hitchhike, as I just mentioned. Before that was the Smiths from their first album with There's a Light That Never Goes Out. Now, Johnny Marr, guitarist for the Smiths, has specifically said he took that intro, the Rolling Stones version of the intro to Hitchhike, for the intro to that song. So now you got to go back and re-listen to it. And then before that, the Velvet Underground from There She Goes Again. Now, to me, sounds so much like the Rolling Stones version, but Sterling Morrison has been on record talking about the Marvin Gaye version and kind of talking about how it's a little different because they speed up and slow down, and I'm not sure if that really would work in a court of law. But then I start off with the Marvin Gaye version of Hitchhike, but two songs kind of sandwiched in the middle there that have said these songs are directly influenced or taken from Hitchhike as inspiration. And, you know, figured I'd play that for you just to see if you could hear it or just have fun in listening, because they're all great songs to begin with. And I played the Hitchhike, and I went into this little rabbit hole because did you hear your Rockin' Attorney show last week? Or earlier this week, or maybe it was on today, who knows? It runs all the time, but he did a tribute basically to the Rolling Stones for his entire show, and it was fantastic. He had all these like celebrity musicians that, you know, he goes and hangs out with all the time. They were calling in and talking about their favorite Stone songs and stuff. And then I called in. I was listening. I'm like, hey, I'm going to call in. And he said, no, Moxer, go for a deep cut. And I said, okay, how about Hitchhike? Because I you know, had this in my head with the Smiths and Velvet Underground, etc. So he did play Hitchhike for me, and I appreciate him doing that. I should remind you, if you're like, who's this Rockin' Attorney, that you can join this Rockin' Attorney. His name is Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. But what he does is he actually focuses on new music by your favorite classic artists. Show happens Thursdays at 8, and he has an encore presentation on Monday afternoons as well. It's right here on WRCT. Show's called Quartz in Session. Bookmark it, log it, and make sure that you're checking it out. Because you know what? He is a huge Rolling Stones fan. And I'm not just talking about the COVID-19 that he put on. I'm talking that this man lives and breathes Rolling Stones. And he said he got a chance to go to the show, and it was fantastic. I heard that Keith was on fire. And then here's another story. I'm going to tell you one more story, and then I'm going to get back into more music. Another story I heard was that the Stones were seen the next day, on Tuesday, at Il Pizzola in Mount Lebanon. Of course, I hear it on Thursday, so I couldn't rush down there. But, yeah, apparently on Tuesday, or maybe it was Monday before their show. I'm not sure exactly, but my story goes it was on Tuesday. They were seen out and about. Down in Charlotte, Mick Jagger, photo of him at the Thirsty Beaver. Yeah, they go out and about in these towns, and that's what's really awesome. They're not just secluded to their hotel rooms, etc. Hey, speaking of Stone songs, when Eric Jackson Lurie said, go for a deep cut, I should have gone back to Sticky Fingers and requested the song Sway.
Did you ever wake up to find days that broke up your mind, destroyed your notion of circular time? Just that demon life has got you in its sword. Just that demon life has got you in its sword. Ain't flinging no tears upon the dusty ground for my friends up on that bed. getting so tired of being brought down. It's just that demon life has got you in its soul. It's just that demon life has got you in its soul. It's just that demon life has got you in its soul. It's just that demon life has got you.
Yeah.
There's just something about that beat that has me dancing. I'm dancing right now in the studio. Check out the webcam, wrct.org, to find out more. Did you check it out? Did you? Did you find the webcam? Because it's not there. I know. I'm just pulling your leg. But you know what is there? A schedule of all of our shows, all of our playlists. So if you click on the schedule, you find the show you like and click on it, they should have their playlist. If they don't, what you need to do is reach out to that DJ and say, where's your playlist? I want to know what you're playing. My playlists are up there. Most of them. I might have forgotten one or two. Maybe over the years. Tonight's playlist is up there. Oh, so the Bodines, Fade Away, came off their debut album from 1986. The album's called Love and Hope and Sex and Dreams, which really is the subtitle of the Viva La Mock radio program, if you think about it. But what's interesting is that album actually charted as high as 115 in the U.S. Now, the Bodines, their big breakthrough hit came out in the early 90s off their Black and White album when the TV show Party of Five picked up Closer to Free as its theme song. And that's what they're really known for. The album that came off of? No, not the Black and White album. I'm sorry. The 93, the Go Slow Down album. That's the album it came off of. That one peaked at 127. So their debut actually was higher than the one that had their big hit that they might be even known for, and not even their highest charting album. 1987's Outside Looking In got as high as 86 for the Bodines. I know you're like, I didn't know all that about the Bodines. Well, now you do. Now you do. Before the Bodines, how about some Mysteries of Life in there with their version of That's How Strong My Love Is? DC3, Des Cardina, project he had back in the 80s. Doing Jack Bruce's theme from an imaginary Western. And Alejandro Escovedo started off that entire set with his version of the Rolling Stones' Sway. Gets us to where we are now. We are coming up. We got like, what, maybe 10 minutes left before we get to the top of the hour? So you know what that means. That means I, the Mockster, need to get some more songs in. I got three more songs to get in before we get to the top of the hour. And what I thought was that Bodine song had me kind of jumping and dancing in a quirky kind of way because it's kind of, I got a quirky little beat to it. So why not find a couple more songs that will fit within that theme?
Well, I was dancing at a nightclub one Friday night. And that nightclub bar was a little uptight. Yeah, I was dancing all alone, a little self-conscious, when some kids came up and said, for dancing, come with us. And soon I was dancing in the lesbian bar, oh, oh. I was dancing in the lesbian bar, ooh, ooh.
and I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Some like wine and some like hops, but what I really love is my scotch. It's the power of positive drinking. Some people ruin their drinks with ice, and then they ask you for advice. They tell you, I've never told this to anyone else before. Say candy is dandy, but liquor makes quipsters, and I don't like mixers or sippers or sob sisters. You know, you have to be real careful where you sit down at a bar these days. And then some people drink to unleash their libidos, and other people drink to prop up their egos. It's my burden, man. People say I have the kind of face you can trust. The pow, 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 power of positive drinking. Positive, the pow 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 power of positive, the pow 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 power of positive, the pow 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 power of positive drinking. Some people say alcohol makes you less lucid, and I think that's true if you're kind of stupid. I'm not that kind that gets himself burned twice. Some say liquor kills the cells in your head, and for that matter, so does getting out of bed. When I exit, I'll go out gracefully, shot in my hand. The pow, 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 power of positive drinking. The pow, 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 power of positive. The pow, 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 power of positive. The pow, 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 power of positive. The pow, 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 power of positive.
This old man, he was flesh. They wheeled him in upon a trolley. Virulin, virulin. Draw a window on his skin now. Virulin, virulin. This old man, he was next. Blindfolded to face the volley.
This old man, he was gone. He was gone, and I was sorry. Virulin, virulin. Down I spiraled down.
Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians wrapping up that short set of music, getting us up towards that top of the hour with the Yip song from 1993's Respect. Before the Robin Hitchcock, how about Lou Reed? Went back to 1980's Growing Up in Public album with the Power of Positive Drinking. And then Jonathan Richmond from I, Jonathan, 1992 is when that album came out with I Was Dancing in the Lesbian Bar. Gets us to where we are now, which is just a matter of seconds before the top of the hour. Don't forget that during these uncertain and unprecedented times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. Did you know that 22 Americans die each day waiting for organ transplants? Most of them are kidneys. Now, the good news is MatchingDonors.com is helping to change that. They link organ donors with people in need of kidneys and other transplants. And you don't have to donate a kidney to save a life. Nope, you can actually donate a boat, a car, maybe some real estate, and get a great tax deduction and help save lives. Visit MatchingDonors.com or call 1-800-385-0422. More music coming up after this.
Nuclear Holocaust. It's a very serious problem, and one that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated in a blinding flash of light and heat. I hope this thought comforts you. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Now and forever.
Welcome, everybody. We have not done a COVID update in weeks now. We've just sort of been waiting to see what happens with Omicron, how high do cases get, how quickly is this thing going to burn through. But this is both milder by some very specific definitions and wreaking more havoc on the healthcare system and the economy than at any prior point in the pandemic. How is this possible? Well, it's possible because something can be milder at the individual level, meaning just these are made up numbers. Imagine that before, if you were infected, not remember, cases are ones we know about. Infections are infections, whether we count them or not. For every given infection, imagine that before there was a 1% chance of being hospitalized, and now it's a 0.5%. These are imaginary numbers. Wow, the risk of hospitalization has gone down by half. But if it's three times as contagious or four times as contagious, while any individual is at lower risk of hospitalization, at the societal level, the total number of people hospitalized is going to go up. And that is exactly what is going on, and that's where I want to start today. The number of hospitalized individuals in the United States right now is higher than at any previous point in the pandemic. Now, there's a bunch of very important caveats here. So as you can see, there was this previous peak at about 133,000 in January of 2021. And we are now at 137,000 almost, and still climbing. There is a really important caveat here, which is good news, and it's causing the reporting to have to be changed. There are a ton of people who show up in this chart as hospitalized with COVID who are actually in the hospital for something else, and they have incidentally tested positive. That's a really good thing in terms of the severity question. In New York City, there was a report that said half of those that show up as hospitalized with COVID aren't hospitalized because their COVID requires hospitalization. They're therefore a broken leg, a heart attack, something else. That's a really good sign, and that mitigates the insanity of these numbers, which are only going to keep going up for at least a couple of weeks. So that's one thing. Secondly, have we reached the peak of cases where we are now going to see a decline? Maybe. But if not, we're probably only 7 to 10 days away. So as you can see, if you're watching, we had this crazy day with nearly 900,000 official cases, which suggests close to 2 million infections, probably. And we've